The actions taken by various law enforcement agencies responding to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando led Governor Scott last month to give pay raises to 4,000 law enforcement officers.
A few weeks ago, I announced that I would propose a 5% pay raise for all sworn state law enforcement officers in my 2017 and 2018 recommended budget as a thank you for their service and dedication to public safety.
Building on that announcement, Scott now wants to put more funding toward the state's counterterrorism operations. During the attack that left 49 people dead and more than 50 injured, the shooter Omar Mateen had pledged allegiance to ISIS. And even years before the massacre, he had been investigated by the FBI for links to terrorism.
My daughter's about the same age as a lot of the individuals that died that night. It was an attack on our gay community, our Hispanic community, but really it was an attack on all of us because, you know, a terrorist attack can happen anywhere. So it's important to me, and I know it's important to everybody in law enforcement, that we have the resources to do everything we can to prevent another terrorist attack. That's why in this year's budget, I'm going to propose $5.8 million. So we have 46 agents. They're focused on counterterrorism and intelligence. They'll be around the state.
The money for the agents is through the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and its commissioner, Rick Swearingen, says he's grateful.
I'd just like to say thank you to the governor. These positions are critical to keeping Florida safe. If you listen to Director Comey of the FBI, they do a great job, but Director Comey has said the federal government cannot do this on their own. So it has to be a collaborative effort.
And Swearingen says each agent will have a role to play.
So the positions we're seeking, 38 of those will be special agent positions. One will be a special agent supervisor, and the other 8 will be crime intelligence analyst positions. Those positions will allow me to assign an agent to every joint terrorism task force here in the state. Miami has 9 joint terrorism task forces alone. The FBI has 9 in Miami alone. 2 in some of the other regions, but it'll give me an ability to put an agent on every JTTF in the state. The others will it'll be a mixed role of working, gathering intelligence on some of these folks and working operational cases once they're identified.
So why are these positions so critical?
We do have resources currently. However, we don't have enough. I typically have to pull resources now from some other, whether they're working economic crime or drugs or whatever. I typically have to pull folks away from another investigative mission. This will allow me to have the ability to have those folks solely focused on terrorism.
And Orange County Sheriff Jerry Demings, who is also the head of the Florida Sheriff's Association, says he too is on board with the governor's plan to give FDLE the analytical resources to help combat terrorism.
As a profession, we're going to have to enhance our capabilities to gather criminal intelligence information about individuals involved in subversive organizations who intend to invoke violence on Floridians. Our state is growing, our tourism is vibrant, and will create additional challenges for us as a state moving forward. And I believe, especially with the incidents from Orlando, we are going to have to continue being vigilant regarding our counterterrorism efforts.
The Florida Police Chiefs Association and the Florida League of Cities also applauded the governor's decision. So did House Democratic Leader Janet Cruz, who called it, quote, a critical investment. Still, she says she hopes it will be part of a larger conversation to pass meaningful reforms to keep weapons out of the hands of dangerous criminals and the mentally ill who seek to commit violence against Floridians. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.